I think it's a great move on behalf of the city. You know, there have been a lot of questions dealing with the integrity of the whole system, and that with the mayor and the city coming forward to say let's replace all of them, that is a very good thing to help alleviate and those concerns in terms of the integrity. You know, speed cameras do work, I believe, in terms of providing the safety. And that's something that I know here in the legislature we'll be dealing with as it relates to whether it's just to generate revenue. But I'm convinced that it helps with, I think it helps with in terms of safety, especially in our school zones and construction zones.
On the subject of the legislature, should the legislature be revisiting this law?
I think so. I don't have a problem with the legislature revisiting it. You know, that there's some things, you know, obviously that was pointed out through the investigations and the problems with the speed cameras. I think that we as legislators do need to come and take a look at it. But, you know, the city is actually replacing all of them, and that's a good thing.
What kinds of things should the legislature be doing?
Well, you know, should the cameras, I believe that the cameras should be operated while school is in session. I also believe that they ought to be operated while there's a construction zone in progress. But, you know, to have them going on for 24/7 at a school zone, I think it takes away from the intent of what the cameras were supposed to be.
Final question. I'm going to ask it this way your cousin asked this on the radio today. So he said, how do you get people to trust this program, given all the problems?
I think the first step is taking away, you know, doing the doing away with the current cameras we have and installing new ones. And the other is probably looking at some oversight in terms of whether or not how they're calibrated, how they're looked in, how they're fixed, those types of things.